Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Kelly, how was your weekend with your boyfriend?
Hello, I'm Alan.
It was good.
Yeah?
We didn't really do much. We just kind of hung out with the kids a lot.
You did a lot because you could potentially change somebody's vacation plans here in 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And tomorrow the big day? Or is it?
Tomorrow is the big day.
The anniversary day?
Although he acknowledged... He is so sweet.
Oh, here one more.
He acknowledged the day we first communicated on Bumble.
As your...
He says the first communication... was on January 7th, which I don't even remember that.
I would think first date.
I go by first date. Yeah. But he still posted a little something on Facebook to acknowledge was the first day we'd ever communicated.
That's sweet.
What a stud.
Isn't he sweet?
You got yourself a Ryan Gosling. We'll talk about the Golden Globes coming up in about 20. Right?
Am I Alan's lady?
Right? My lady?
My lady.
We'll talk about that because there's mixed emotions on that. And also, we'll give away that trip in about 45 minutes, the first one.
Yes.
Chosen by Kelly and her boyfriend,
and Alan.
Yes.
Hello,
we're going to meet for lunch today because it's the last day of our official first year together because tomorrow actually kicks off a new year. So we're going to go over more entries today at lunch.
At lunch? What are you guys going to eat? Pho?
We are addicted to pho right now.
Awesome.
Pho.
We do it like at least once a week.
Yeah.
So good, especially when it's cold.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, so Kelly's going to pick another one today, but we already got one all lined up to give away.
Got it.
45 minutes away from that. Yesterday, big day watching some football.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah, wild card weekend.
Yeah. Figured, got a truck. Now I just chill on the couch.
Yeah.
If I'm not in the truck, I'm on the couch.
There you go.
That's how it goes.
Okay. What about the gym?
That's later.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Football was on, Jenna.
Got it.
Gym's later. And I don't like to have my phone anywhere near me when I'm watching TV or games because I will be the guy that picks it up and I will get on it and I'll play Mario Run or I'll be on Twitter. I'll be Snapchatting. If the Daryl filter's on there, I'll do my Daryl character. So I put it away.
Okay.
Then I start hearing my phone ping quite a bit. Just ping, ping. Text messages coming in.
Getting blowed up.
Yeah, I'm getting blowed up. I'm like, I don't see that much action usually because the only people that text me are my wife, and that completes the list of people that text me. So I walk over to my phone, I pick it up, and I see that some of my dude friends are texting me on a Sunday. Nobody texts me on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby? That's weird. Hey, stud, you know? Whatever, man. Hey, your meal must be delicious. My meal must be delicious. I haven't eaten dinner yet. Thanks. And then finally, the obvious man, bro, what the hell, eating some baby food? And I was like, first of all, how'd you know?
Who's in my house?
Who's in my house? Are you out? Yeah, that's what. Are you watching me or something? He goes, bro, go to your Snapchat. So I do. And I go on my Snapchat, and sure enough, there I am sitting on the couch. And it's a video of me eating one of my favorite things to eat, baby food.
Baby food.
I love baby food.
What flavor? If it's the veggies meat ones, I got issues.
I like the applesauce, the tapioca,
that
pudding.
That make me crazy.
Why don't you just eat applesauce?
I eat the banana flavored baby food. It is the greatest thing you've ever had in your life.
You're right. It's so good. But really? I haven't eaten that since I was young.
Right.
So there's no baby around you. You're just...
You buy it.
I buy it.
For yourself.
Yeah. I do. And actually, this time it was my wife who bought it for me because we got into a conversation because... Somehow she went to like a baby shower and she brought back some of that baby food, Nando's the banana. And I told her, I was like, oh my God, this brings such great memories back from when I was a kid because we didn't have money, but my parents were pretty good at masking the fact that we didn't have money.
Mm-hmm.
So we would get baby food meals because those were like 33 cents a little bottle, or at least back in the day, they were like 33 cents. So you could get yourself a nice little meal going with baby food, you know, and save a ton of money.
Okay.
And I, like Kelly mentioned, I didn't like any of the turkey or the peas or the disgusting other food that you should not throw in a little glass container.
Yeah.
I only liked the banana. The banana was my favorite. Huh. And it stuck with me to adulthood. So I still, to this day, will get some baby food from, if I see it, I grab it.
But only banana, right?
Yeah, banana.
The fruits are fine.
I'll eat the guava if they got the guava, but which I can only find in Mexico usually.
Green beans, no.
No.
They make those things where you can make your own baby food at home now. And
the food processor?
It's like a baby food maker, and you can put bananas in there and make your own.
I know, but it's not the same as because they got it locked down.
You want it in a little Gerber jar?
Yeah.
Then you don't look like you're eating baby food.
And then another problem I was having is that since I'm eating baby food, I don't want to use one of my big adult spoons. So I was
using that baby, use that baby teething spoon.
So I was using my son's rocket ship spoon, and at one point was making the rocket sound going into the mouth. But yeah,
you're taking it to another level.
But so many people thought that was so weird. I thought a lot more of us were out there eating some baby food.
If I had a jar, I'd probably get into it if I was hungry. Yeah, I like applesauce still.
Yeah, see, it's not that. If they would make adult-sized portions for baby food, you know.
Then call it adult food.
No, I mean, it's still technically baby food, but.
Yeah, it's called a banana.
That would be.
Yeah. Take a fork and mash it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if they would make a big one, that would be great for me. Instead of having to eat three or four.
You're going to be one of three people who like this.
Hmm.
My dad's banana mush-mush.
He and McKelly
and you could sit down and have a banana mush-mush party.
I feel like banana mush-mush, he makes it with his mouth.
Mush-mush is like loaf. I'm not sure what's in it.
Does he make it with his mouth? Oh. He chews out the banana and spits it back up?
No, you put a banana in there that's got to be fairly ripe. A green banana wouldn't work.
Uh-huh. Like banana bread.
He adds mayonnaise, peanut butter, and jelly. And then he mashes
peanut
it all
butter
up.
And jelly.
And Emma Kelly and he sit. I gag thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to suffer alone. So I'm sharing my dad's banana mush-mush recipe with everyone listening.
What's weird is I love mayonnaise, Kelly. Like, I love it. Used
Have
to
you ever had a banana
bread,
sandwich with mayonnaise?
But,
that's good.
But
you saying that made me.
That doesn't sound
gag.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't
a little
sound
bit of
right.
mayonnaise, a little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of jelly, and a banana.
Well,
mush it up, and it's banana mush-mush.
How many bananas? Let's just stick with the bananas, at least for me. Mm-hmm. How many bananas do you think you could eat in, say, 60 seconds? I mean, are you that in love with bananas?
No, not the banana. The banana is the baby food.
Okay.
I like bananas all right, but the baby food, it tastes different. I can't describe the taste. It's just so good. It doesn't taste like an actual, just a banana that I'm chewing. It tastes. Okay.
You probably love banana mush-mush.
Jerry, hold on, Kelly. Your dad's on the phone.
Yeah.
Mr. Raspberry.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
What's going on, Mr. Raspberry?
Good morning. Good morning.
Did we call you that quickly, or did you call us?
He's listening.
Elena called me.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Raspberry, you're supposed to say you're listening.
I'm listening.
Oh, good.
Always.
Tell us about this banana mush-mush.
Oh, man. I don't know. Is this going to everyone all over the United
States? No,
it's
just...
I kind of already told it.
Well, just to our 49 listeners.
Okay.
Where did the banana mush-mush come from?
It came from my own recipe. I made it up. It's kind of a work in progress, and I finally completed it after coming up with just the right ingredients, the right amount of each one, and I have created a taste-worthy treat that I'm going to share with the world.
Okay, please.
Well, I might have said it wrong. Well, I didn't give a mouth.
Because, Mr. Raspberry, I respect you more than I respect any human being on Earth, probably.
Wow.
But the fact that you put mayonnaise with banana makes you nuttier than squirrel poo, in my opinion.
Have you not had a banana sandwich?
Yeah,
I've
with
had
banana,
a banana sandwich.
Peanut butter?
No.
That's delicious.
See, that's nutty.
A banana,
maybe it's a southern thing.
A banana and mayonnaise sandwich?
I've never even heard of it, and I love mayo. I've never heard of it.
Let's let Mr. Raspberry run down this banana mush.
Okay, well, let me tell you, if you will try it, you'll retract everything you just said about it. You will say, I stand corrected. Mr. Raspberry corrected me on this.
Okay.
He's right, and I'm conceding. Here's what you do. You ripe a banana to perfection.
Mm-hmm. You ripe it to perfection.
Ripe it to perfection.
How do you know it's perfection, Mr. Raspberry?
Before it goes rotten.
Okay.
Well, a banana when it's peeking out, they can have just one or two dark spots on it, but you don't want it past that. Okay.
One or two is fine.
One or two spots on it.
Mushy. Okay. It's gotta be mushy for mush mush.
For mush mush. Yes.
Well, you make it with a mush mush with a fork. You take a fork, peel the banana. Of course, now you don't do the peelings. Okay.
Right.
Peel the banana, and then you take the fork and you start mashing the banana up in a small bowl, mm-hmm. like a cereal bowl.
Yeah.
And then when you mash it up, then don't just get any mayonnaise. It's not just any mayonnaise, okay? It's the best mayonnaise that's ever been put in a jar.
What is it?
It's a Carolina product, and it is Duke's mayonnaise.
Oh, we got to get Duke's.
Kelly bought this for me. It's
Duke's
delicious.
Mayonnaise.
It's the best
it's
mayonnaise
sweet.
Ever.
It's sweeter.
It is absolutely the best. So you take a good tablespoon of Duke's mayonnaise and put that in where the banana's mushed up now. It started.
Just put it in there.
So you keep that and you start stirring it in with the banana.
Okay.
Now we're not finished yet. Mm-hmm. Then you can get some peanut butter, and that can be of your choice. I personally like Kroger brand with honey.
Okay. And, are you endorsed by Kroger, Mr. Raspberry?
No, he's not.
Yes. And also, you stir that in. You got it now. You got the banana. You got the Duke's mayonnaise and the Kroger peanut butter.
Uh-huh. With honey, maybe.
With honey. And then, last but not least, you get a spoonful of grape jelly.
And stir that in.
And what I do then is you just keep till it's down now till it's almost like a puree. And then you get that spoon that you stirred it with, and you start enjoying something that will absolutely be delicious.
And McKelly loves it. Emma Kelly loves it.
Banana mustard. I've never heard of it.
You want to try it, Kelly?
I've never heard of banana with mayonnaise, period, much less with peanut butter and jelly.
Now, Emma Kelly will tell you that no one can fix banana mush-mush like Granddaddy.
Of course.
Granddaddy's banana mush-mush.
All right.
Well, Mr. Raspberry, if you whip up some of that mush-mush, I'll try it.
Does it travel well?
No, you got to eat it fresh.
It don't travel well at all.
You got to eat it when you make it.
All right, you're going to have to come in early.
Well, maybe we could just make some. Yeah, we'll make some on the show.
You're always invited.
You guys, I think he gave us the recipe. We can probably whip it up.
Well, he said it's nothing. It has to be made by Grandpa.
Well, Emma Kelly likes it because Granddaddy makes that special for her.
And Kelly can't make it because she's never tried it, so she doesn't know if it tastes well.
I can make it. I just don't eat it.
We'll get all of the ingredients. We'll get four bowls, and each of us can make. And I'm Kelly.
You're going to try it for the first time.
I am not one that experiments with a lot of food products. Mm-hmm. But I guess I don't know.
Banana mush-mush.
This doesn't compute in my head. Mayonnaise with bananas.
It's just weird. It makes me.
I might start with the sandwich.
I might sub out that mayo and throw in some marshmallow fluff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put some Tito's in mine.
That could be.
When you put it to the taste test, you will know.
All right, we'll try it. Huh. Have you ever tried a mayonnaise taco?
No, but I'm up for it.
Yeah. Here's what you need, Mr. Raspberry. A lot easier than your mush-mush.
Okay.
A tortilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You spread some of that Duke's on it.
All right.
Salt. Roll it up. Boom.
Really?
I'm with you.
You really do that?
Yeah.
I like the butter sugar tortilla. Combo.
Yeah. I take a butter one.
That's for dessert, Jenna. That's for dessert.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have it for dessert.
This is dinner. Here's dessert.
Well, I'm going to try the mayonnaise tortilla, and I want you to try the Jerry Raspberry, which is known by Emma Kelly's granddaddy's banana mush-mush.
All perfect.
Right. If it's good, I might put it on my menu, Mr. Raspberry.
Hey, go for it, brother.
What's your favorite baby food flavor?
What's my favorite? Baby flu banana, of course.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not crazy.
Huh. Okay.
First call me nutty because I was eating baby food. And based on the text messages we're getting, a lot of people like the baby food as well.
Really?
The Tutti Frutti seems to be another favorite as well.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I'm just surprised that you would have that kind of sugar intake on that bod of yours.
I'm trying to get gains.
Wow. All right.
It's a game season. Thank you, Mr. Raspberry.
Oh, well, listen, when the listeners try this and you get all those good results back from it, then it's worth this conversation with you this morning. I thank you for calling and giving me an opportunity to share Jerry Raspberry's banana mush-mush recipe with all your listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Raspberry.
God bless you and God bless America.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Daddy.
Love you. Love you.
A little word of God. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right.
God bless America. That's right.
That's right.
And you.
Well, I got myself a fort. That's what I'm talking about.
Hmm.
God bless the Golden Globes as well. Those were last night.
Oh, can't wait to see what the ratings were.
You think
they
were good?
I do not think they were good. I think they're going to be in the toilet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they keep going down in every year anyway.
It's just so boring.
I missed the opening monologue.
So good, though.
That's what I missed. And then I tuned in, and it was a snooze fest.
Yeah. It is.
Except for a couple of highlights.
Just complimenting everyone, you know?
I'm bored.
That's why we got you, Kid Nation. We'll break down this 3-hour-long show. Yes, it was 3 hours. We'll break it down to, like, 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? We'll get you
the highlights.
Yeah, we got you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, we got that trip to give away to Miami. You stayed at the Eden Rock Resort. Compliments of Kelly and Alan.
Abracabooyah!
They ran through all the entries over the weekend. When they couldn't, you know, when they weren't making eye contact.
Hello, I'm Alan.
So in love. And we'll announce our first winner of many here coming up in about 20 minutes.
Got it.
Last night, the Golden Globes. We say it every year. I feel like they add an hour every single year.
It's just not as fun as it used to be. It was fun when they would get really drunk.
Yeah.
And they get up on stage and just back in the old classic Hollywood days with Jack Nicholson up there. You never knew what was going to come out of his mouth and stuff like that. Now it's just like, eh.
And Fallon, because last year it was Ricky Gervais, and he went at the celebrities.
Yeah, but at least
Fallon's
serious.
Safe.
Yeah, he's very nice. He might jab, poke a little fun.
Yeah.
Before we go into the show, a little red carpet. I think, Jenna, you watched some of the red carpet.
Yeah, sometimes, honestly, I watch it on mute just because I'm looking at the clothes.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds was on the red carpet, and he told Access Hollywood that he does get mistaken for Ryan Gosling all the time.
I have got that, yeah. Last night, somebody said how wonderful they thought I was in La La Land, and I didn't correct them, because if they were indeed talking about him, he is wonderful in that movie.
Did you break into Move, a little soft?
No, I didn't. I didn't break into a little dance number, nor did I touch a piano. But yeah, I just went with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You don't have to correct people.
They don't look alike. They're both heartthrobs, and that's about it.
Yeah, if it's a compliment, who cares?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Right.
Speaking of Ryan Gosling didn't seem too thrilled when he had to sit, who he had to sit next to since, is it Eva or Ava? I forget.
It is Ava Mendez.
Ava Mendez.
And Eva Longoria.
Just refer to her from now on as Lady.
Since his lady was at home with the kids.
You're sitting with Justin Timberlake instead of your pretty wife. Although Justin's kind of pretty, that's what I hear.
Oh, that's news to me.
Oh, really? You didn't know this?
I did not know that.
He's pretty, too. Not as pretty as your wife,
no.
But no.
No,
doesn't compare, right?
No, it doesn't even really.
Yeah.
No.
No, you're not so excited about it.
Not really.
Sorry, Justin.
It'd be lovely to see him, but it's certainly no comparison.
I know. Yeah, how do you...
He'll understand.
They didn't sit next to each other, by the way.
She was just trying to get some scoop out of him.
She just kept saying wife.
Wife.
They're not married, are they? Are they? We don't know.
Nobody knows.
What's up with 1920s sport reporter?
You're sitting with Justin Timberlake instead of your pretty wife.
See?
Hey, champ.
Knucklehead.
Hey.
I'm gonna give you
I heard a rumor.
You're sitting with Justin Timberlake instead of your pretty wife.
Ha-ha, you pretty lady, huh?
Yeah, see?
Your lady.
Who's that lady?
That was Nancy O'Dell.
How about your dame?
Does she always talk like that? Or is that just a one-time thing? She got excited?
You caught her. At a moment.
Just that cadence.
You're sitting with Justin Timberlake instead of your pretty wife.
Hey.
Yeah. Jenna, you watched the This Is Us marathon over the weekend. You're all caught up?
I am, yes.
So
they got shut out, didn't they?
Yeah, that was rude.
Well, they got a lot of nominations.
That was very rude that they got shut out.
That is them.
Right? Milo Ventimiglia.
I think that's actually close to right.
He plays the dad on This Is Us with Mandy Moore. He had some trouble getting to the Golden Globes, you guys, but he made it.
Dressed up and looking great. And
oh, Milo, you made it!
Oh, Milo,
the mechanic. I heard that's amazing. Well, the car broke down. No, I had to repair one of the carburetors. The floats in the carburetor were cracked, so I was working on it anyway. But 10 years ago, I had to water my lawn in my full tux, and so it kind of became a thing. We're like, what are you going to do next? I'm like, well, this is what I happen to be doing on my Sunday, so here we go.
Yeah, but listen, look, nothing on him.
I mean, look,
this is actually his worker jumpsuit this is his mechanic.
These are my coveralls.
Oh, he's got such a magnificent mustache.
He's really cute.
He's a good-looking dude.
He is. I didn't watch Heroes. That's what he was on, right? That Heroes show with Hayden Panettiere.
That's what he was on?
I think that's what he's most known for. Yeah, but I didn't watch that show.
And Gilmore Girls, I think he was on.
Hmm.
And then Randall, the guy that plays the adopted son, I think he was on the OJ. Was he on the OJ show? On the
maybe.
The documentary.
American Crime Story?
Yeah. No. I think he was on that one.
I don't know.
I saw one episode of that bad boy.
Yeah.
Which one?
OJ? I think the first one, yeah.
The first one.
Man, I need to go back and watch that.
You guys do. It's great.
I know.
It's great. I've heard great things about it.
It did well last night at the Golden Globes. Now we'll kick into the show.
All right.
Man. Jimmy Fallon had some issues to start the show, and Mariah may want to take a look at how he handled it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. This is welcome to the Golden Globes. Already the teleprompter's down, so this is a great way to start the show. I can do impressions. What do we do here? I can think of something. Cut to Justin Timberlake, please, and then he'll do so. Just wink at me or something, yeah. We're here. This is what happens at the Golden Globes already. You have... Already you have your Golden Globes moment. I just got off the phone with Mariah Carey, and she thinks that Dick Clark Productions sabotaged my monologue. And it's... We have to talk. We have to discuss.
But he did pretty well to buy some time before, and they brought in the second teleprompter. But he did
a
great job.
You've been waiting to do this for so long, and then you get out there, and even though he is a stand-up, you get out there, and the teleprompter goes blank, and you're like, oh, my God, this is live TV. Oh, man.
They quickly brought out a new monitor for him.
Because
you don't want to, get into your first joke, because then you don't know what's next.
Exactly.
Because the intro was great. I haven't seen La La Land still. I guess I have to. I wasn't that hyped about it, but... It swept,
everything.
But that's how they recreated the intro for the show with all the celebrities, you know, the kids from Stranger Things.
Including
and
Barb.
Yeah.
Barb, yeah. The intro was really well produced.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Gossip Cop and watch it.
A little Game of Thrones action in there, too.
If you miss anything.
Mm-hmm. Gossip Cop's your spot?
The next day, they have the full clip.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy didn't take too long with his monologue. And in true Jimmy fashion, it wasn't super mean.
You might remember Manchester by the Sea for being the only thing from 2016 that was more depressing than 2016. We have two-time Golden Globe winner and seven-time nominee Matt Damon here tonight. There to see him. Of course, we all know Matt Damon from his greatest acting role, telling Ben Affleck that he liked Batman versus Superman. I liked it. Yes, you did. Of course, as always, the ballots for tonight's Golden Globes were carefully tabulated by the accounting firm of Ernst & Young and Putin. But here we go.
His nervous energy never gets old for me.
I like him.
I like it.
I think I'm more of a, as far as late night shows, I'm more of a Kimmel fan, but I do like him.
He's a likable guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a Corden fan now. I'm even though that he's a different time slot, but I'm a Corden number one.
Yeah.
Then I got the Jimmys tied at second.
Hmm. You got to make a choice, dude.
If I had to choose between the two Jimmys,
pick a team.
Pick a Jimmy.
I have to go Fallon on it. I go Fallon on it.
Really?
Yeah. I'd go with Fallon on it. But it, like I said, it's extremely close.
I'd go Kimmel.
You go Kimmel?
Yeah, he's closer to Letterman.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
They're the same to me.
Yeah.
I like both of them.
Then he kept making... He was trying to be funny all night long since the show was so boring and people weren't drunk. So he had a creative way of introducing Jessica Chastain and Eddie Redmayne.
One of our next presenters is Golden Globe winner Jessica Chastain. The other is Golden Globe winner and star of Fantastic Beasts, Eddie Redmayne. That's right. Chastain and the Redmayne.
Chastain and Redmayne.
Chastain and the Redmayne.
This is Chastain and Eddie Redmayne.
I mean, at least he had Questlove up there doing a gig.
Yeah,
Questlove's DJing.
Questlove, love it, man. Got the pick in his hair, always.
He did that a few times. Some were hits, some were misses.
Yeah.
My favorite moment of the night was Steve Carell and Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, I'm glad I saw that. I did pop back in the room to catch that live.
They were so funny together.
Great with the awkward funny. Yeah,
she almost lost it. Mm-hmm. She pulled it back in.
I love when she almost loses it, though.
She almost did.
She used to do that on SNL all the time, too, and it's funny. They were presenting the award for best animated feature since they're doing Despicable Me, another movie of that. So they're up there. And, they went dark with it.
Do you remember the first time you saw an animated movie?
I do, actually, very well. It's kind of a big deal. I was 6 years old, and my dad took me to see Fantasia, kind of a life-changing experience.
Yeah, it's a classic.
And as we were leaving the theater, there, standing in the lobby, was my mom. And... that was the moment she told my dad that she wanted a divorce.
Wow. Why are we laughing?
What about you? What was the first animated film you saw?
Bambi. It was the same day we had to put our dogs down. My grandpa thought it would be fun to go to the movie, you know, take our minds off of it. But then, you know... Bambi's mom. And also, that was the last day I saw my grandpa.
Damn.
And I didn't speak for 2 years.
And the nominees are?
That was edited because in real time, that dragged on for about 2 minutes. It was so funny.
Oh, okay.
Listen, yeah, long, so awkward funny. Pause.
If you go back and watch any clips from that show last night, watch the beginning, the entrance, like Jenna said, and that. And possibly what we're about to play next. Because it was the moment where every wife turned to her husband, if you were watching with them.
Yeah.
And they said, why can't you be more like
him? Oh, yeah. Ryan Gosling, what?
Aww. It was our awe moment of the night. Ryan Gosling is back at it again with his good looks and his talking.
His talking.
Just, he was charming. He was humble. Yeah. Yeah
you so humble it. And kind.
You can't help it.
He won the award for best actor in a comedy or musical. By the way, why are comedies and musicals in the same category? They're so different.
Well, some musicals are comedies. Not all comedies are musicals.
Because that would just be a whole other category.
Exactly.
Just make it longer.
Well, you know what? Give that away instead of best technical support.
Because there's not a musical every year to nominate.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, leave the technical
You're
people
insulting.
In.
So, I'm so
Thank
sorry,
you.
Trey.
You mean the people that couldn't, like, run without?
Yeah. Here I am.
Don't acknowledge that.
Trey, you're a winner in my book every time.
Thank you.
I just don't want you to go on TV and talk.
I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome, sir. I love you. But, yeah, so Ryan's up there. And he's given his acceptance speech for La La Land, and he thanked Eva Mendes. Or did he? Because he never really said her name.
I'd like to try and thank one person properly and say that while I was singing and dancing and playing piano and having one of the best experiences I've ever had on a film, my lady was raising our daughter, pregnant with our second, and trying to help her brother fight his battle with cancer. If she hadn't have taken all that on so that I could have this experience, it would surely be someone else up here other than me today. So, sweetheart, thank you. To my daughters, Amada and Esmeralda, I love you. And if I may, I'd like to dedicate this to the memory of her brother, Juan Carlos Mendez.
Shout out.
Thank you very much to the HFPA. Good night.
Aww.
If you're Eva Mendes, when he gets home, do you go,
oh, man.
What's up with the no-name shout-out?
No.
You answer the door in a negligee. Hey, baby, let me see that golden globe.
Awesome.
I was expecting tears from my wife when he did that because I was tearing up. I mean, that was well done by Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
And I looked over at my wife, and she had, Kinsey has her, you know, her index finger and thumb on her chin. No tears. She's thinking. She's pondering.
She's taking it all in.
She's taking it all in.
And like processing
30 seconds into thinking about it, they're already moved on. Ryan's off the stage. They're going to commercial, whatever. She looks at me. She goes, he didn't even say Eva.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, that's all you took from that. That was a beautiful speech.
Yeah,
you
didn't say it.
They're never satisfied, JC. Yeah. You learned that.
My lady.
Well, I didn't see it live. There's only bits and pieces I saw. But I heard that Brad Pitt came out because his Plan B Productions had Moonlight produced it. So it was
a
surprise appearance by Brad Pitt. He was unannounced. And the audience went nuts.
It is.
So it shows you whose side they're on.
Applause.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody's saying this is absolutely, we support Brad Pitt 100%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
It was very interesting.
You could see that. Yeah.
You could see.
A huge round of applause.
What side Hollywood is on. Meryl Streep, it's not an award show unless she wins something. She got the Cecil B. DeMille Award. Did I say it right? Cecil.
It's a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah,
basically.
It's one of those Lifetime Achievement Awards. And her speech was very long, it's a few minutes long. They didn't do the play out. I don't think in this award show
they weren't going to play out this speech.
No, especially Meryl.
not Meryl. No,
they
no,
did
no,
for
no.
Others.
She was kind of hoarse too.
Yeah, she lost her voice, but
had a rough week. She was very, very close to Carrie Fisher,
yeah.
And she said, "I was weeping and wailing." Basically,
She mostly made it about Donald Trump, but at the end, Meryl Streep talked about Carrie Fisher.
As my friend, the dear departed Princess Leia, said to me once, "Take your broken heart, make it into art." Thank you, Frank.
Take your broken heart, make it into art.
Man, that video they played of Carrie Fisher and her mom, so good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
La La Land led the field of nominees with 7 nominations. They swept it. They won all 7 of those nominations last night. So I'm going to have to go see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, you watched it, didn't you? Did you like it?
I did. It was really good.
Yeah?
Now, that's pretty much the best review I can give. Nick and Justin have better, like, actual dance reviews.
But you're a guy's guy.
Yeah, you're a dude.
You even saw it.
Right, yeah.
And
I
liked
football
it.
To go see it. And it really was good. It wasn't like crazy over the top, whole bunch of musical songs. It was, a lot of it was just like a regular movie love story kind of thing. And then it was a couple of songs here and there. It was really good.
Did
really
your girlfriend drag you there?
It was a mutual. I thought that
it was
mutual
drag.
We wanted to go.
Was it a
good spin?
It was a compromise.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Terry Ellis Ross, one for Blackish.
Yeah.
Viola Davis, one for Fences, which I just saw, which I think she should have won for that. Denzel was nominated but did not win, which yeah. I can kind of see that as well. One, to me, wasn't one of his best.
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton won.
Yeah.
He won an award.
For something. They said the trending hashtag last night was Hidden Fences. Because yeah. everybody kept
Because Jenna Bush on
somebody
the red carpet.
He did on the stage, too. One of the presenters said an actress was nominated for Hidden Fences. And I was like, did I hear that
Hidden
right?
Fences.
And that's what it went trending. Yeah.
Yeah, Jenna Bush was interviewing Pharrell on the red carpet. And he was a part of Hidden Figures.
Or
and
figures.
She
said
Hidden
Fences, and he just grimaced. Yeah. Oh. So she was getting a lot of hate.
And this is a shutout. It's a shame.
Shut out.
Hey,
sorry,
at least give them one.
It's just the first part of their first season.
Isn't it great just to be nominated?
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston didn't win right off the bat for Breaking Bad.
And I've got to watch, apparently, this Atlanta show. Was it brother's name?
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover yeah. that won at the end of the night. Never seen it.
I've got to look at the song that he shouted. He's like, it has nothing to do with the show.
You know it.
Bad and Bougie? Do
yeah,
I know that
the
song?
Migos song?
Yeah.
How does it go?
Raindrops. Drop tops.
Bad and Bougie?
Then I can't
I know
say
that
the
song?
Rest.
Everybody bad and bougie. Everybody? No.
No, that's not it either. You don't know it either?
No.
We have to find a version we can play.
I wrote it down so I could go look it up because I'm like, it has nothing to do with the show.
Huh.
But this is like the greatest song. I forget. I'm paraphrasing.
It's not the greatest song.
The greatest song ever,
No.
And
no.
So I'm like, I need to go look that up.
It's a very current, trendy rap song.
Oh, if it's current, trendy, and rap.
Well, that's a Kelly.
Yeah.
Current, trendy, and rap.
I'm surprised I haven't heard it yet.
We just have to get an edited version is all.
And I would say the failed moment of the night would go to Goldie Hawn.
Was she trying?
Oh, that was
or
perfect.
Was that funny?
I must have missed it.
Twitter didn't seem to agree with that bit.
It was cute.
What'd she do? I think I missed
she
it.
She pretended like she couldn't read and see.
Amy Schumer and she are playing mother and daughter in an upcoming movie.
Okay.
I don't have the name in front. Snatched or something. I forget. I think that's what it's called.
Sounds
Snatched.
Right.
And she was pretending Goldie couldn't read the prompter. I thought it was adorable, and it's getting a lot of love in some of the.
Is it? Oh, Twitter was hating on it.
Aww.
Twitter was hating on it.
It was cute.
I laughed.
Pretending she couldn't read the teleprompter, so she was misreading.
Yeah. Okay. I laughed at a couple.
Now, Sophia Vergara getting slammed because she was, the joke is she mispronounces American words, English words.
Yeah.
And
she's so fine, she can do anything. Yeah.
She was making rather a crude joke and then introduced the presenters of the Golden Globes, which happened to be Sylvester Stallone's daughters, who are all 20 and younger.
Yeah.
So that was kind of poor timing.
It was not safe for work. It was.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
And then at the end, Sylvester Stallone, speaking of, and Carl Weathers, right?
I didn't make it to the end, so I don't know.
Yeah, they presented an award. It was just cool to see them out there together. They said it was like 40 years ago since Rocky hit the screen.
Oh, you made it through the...
I went to sleep.
You made it through the entire Golden Globes?
I was in and out, Jenna. I saw a little. I dozed. I went back up. You know, saw a little bit.
All right.
I did see the ending.
Al, do you want to do a speech and thank your girlfriend?
No.
What?
I have no idea what just happened.
I was going to give you your Gosling moment.
Oh, my lady.
It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to.
I didn't get it.
No.
I didn't get it. No.
No.
No. No.
This is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what just happened there.
It's not weird.
No, but I didn't get the
joke. Y'all are still together, right?
I didn't get the joke. Yeah.
Okay.
They're fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I thought maybe he was like, no, because there's a problem, but
no,
he didn't know.
No, he said no. He didn't know what was going on.
She invited me to Detroit.
And you said no.
And I said, what's the temperature? I said, I'll call you back.
Yeah. My flight got canceled already. I haven't bought it yet. We do have to give away this trip to Miami.
Yeah. Now you
don't go to the cold. Go to the warm,
now
right?
You're talking.
Where Big Al's girlfriend's from.
Yep.
We'll send you to Miami. Compliments of Kelly Raspberry and her boyfriend, Alan. They chose the winner. We'll announce it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Around this time tomorrow morning, Kate Beckinsale is going to call the show.
Very nice.
Yeah. That British accent, sounding all good and stuff.
She's saucy.
She is saucy. Yeah, British girls are always saucy.
Yeah,
Adele saucy.
Body.
Yeah. Kelly, what's that, Al?
I said, but it's cute because the accent.
Of course. Yeah. They can get away with anything with that accent.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Kelly, you and your boyfriend, Alan, sat down.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And you went through hundreds and hundreds of letters.
We got a lot of entries. I mean, shockingly, a lot of entries.
Really?
Yes.
We
more
have
than we normally get for
good,
contests.
Good.
Thousands of entries.
Yeah. So we went through some of them. We're going to go through some more today. It was just so much. So we're going to meet for lunch for some fa.
Fee, fi, fo, fa.
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 Fa. Oh, do they have a restaurant called Fifi Fa?
No, but they have a pho chateau, which makes no sense.
French pho?
Yeah. There's nothing French about pho.
Oh, that's where... There's not.
I don't know why that's funny, but it's funny.
Chateau.
Unless they have like escargot pho.
That's where we took JC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went on a date with them.
We go every week, so every once in a while we include someone in our little dates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We love it so much.
So good. Right.
We got picked. Got to sit in Alan's...
presence.
Weekend car.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
He had that day. Yeah.
And in his presence. Yes,
in
he was
presence.
There. I got to sit in his presence. So you guys went over these thousands of entries for this trip to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Who picked this one out for today? Who was the one that found this one?
Well, he kind of made the initial, I like all these, and I went through them and picked out this one.
Okay.
So
okay.
It was a team effort.
All right.
I got you.
Okay.
Will you go ahead and read today's winner?
I will.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly and Alan and the rest of y'all, too. See, she said y'all.
Yeah.
In my heart. She already had my heart there. In a few short months, my husband Nick and I will be celebrating our 4th wedding anniversary. But this anniversary is especially important because my husband will be home for it. Nick currently serves in the U.S. Navy. He has been deployed, had duty, or was away at training, so it is beyond exciting for him to be home for this one.
Oh,
he's
wow.
never been there for one of their anniversaries.
Man. Yeah.
He said, as well as that, we just need some time to relax and rekindle the basis of our marriage. You know what she's saying.
Yeah.
The last 2 years, we've been plagued with unexplained infertility. And all the stress and disappointment has finally set in. It's hard to be romantic anymore when everything revolves around tests and timed everything. Again, been there, done that.
Yeah, you
so
went
I related
that.
To
yeah.
her on that as well. I'd love to be able to surprise my husband with a relaxing, stress-free vacation away from our everyday lives to celebrate us and the reasons why we love each other. And that's from our listener, Elise.
Elise, guess what?
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to Miami, girl.
She's going
yeah,
to Miami.
Yeah, Elise.
I can't even believe this.
I'm excited for you.
Thank y'all so much. You have no idea how much this means to us.
Aw.
And this hotel is so great, Elise.
Have you got
I can only imagine.
I've been to this hotel before, but not since they opened up a Nobu restaurant. So there's a Nobu, which is like the nicest Asian restaurant ever. It's
well,
so great.
That's good because I love Asian food.
Oh, well, great. Yeah. So they have 3 swimming pools. It's right on the beach. And you're also just like minutes of walking distance from Lincoln Road, which has all the cool shops and restaurants, Ocean Drive, the Windward Arts District, which I want to go back to Miami and check out because they have like graffiti walls everywhere and stuff. I don't know. I love Miami. And this hotel is so top notch. You are going to love it.
Well, the name of the hotel.
That sounds amazing.
The name of the hotel is the Eden Rock. The Eden, like Garden of Eden, Rock Miami Beach Resort. So you can go Google that and get all excited.
Think you'll boo to Nobu, girl.
Oh, believe me, I will.
Yeah. The only time you're allowed to say Nobu is when you go to the restaurant. The rest of the time, you got to say yes, boo. All right, Elise?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It's going to be the weekend of yes.
Yes.
Yes, boo.
So
I mean, that sounds perfect.
Is Nick already back? Is he in town?
He is. He's back home right now. So he's not planning on going out anytime soon. So I'm beyond excited about that.
Oh,
well, please give him our love and thank him for his service from
thank
us.
Thank y'all so much.
Uh-huh.
And thank you for being his wife, because we know how difficult it is when your husband has to be away so many times.
Oh, I mean, it's part of the job. I love him, and I married him, so I deal with it.
There you go.
Aww.
There you go.
Military spouses don't get enough appreciation.
Strongest
from
women.
Us. From not. I mean, I'm sure their partners appreciate him, but we need to show their spouses more appreciation.
Exactly.
Too.
That's why we're sending you to Miami, Elise.
Thank you all so much. Mm-hmm. Believe me. Oh my goodness. I still can't. It's just. It's not sinking in yet.
Have fun. I hope you got a bikini.
Yeah, gotta do some grooming.
Yeah. Starting them crunches.
Oh my God.
Hey, girl to girl, come on. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Elise is just the first winner. We've got 4 more trips to give away for a dream vacation to the Eden Rock Miami Beach Resort. And, you know, we're still taking applications, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today.
Get in your entry today.
I'm going to apply.
Go to kidnation.com. There's a link there with all
grooming.
The info.
Jenna, you can't win. You work here.
I know.
Yeah, you work.
I'm going to go. This is like reading all this. I'm like, I want to go to the beach.
Elise, take tons of pictures. You guys have fun, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Much love to you and your husband, Nick. Navy.
Yeah, man.
All right, we have 4 more trips to give away. Kelly's going to go today and read some more letters with Alan.
I am.
At the chateau.
All right.
The chateau.
We're getting blown.
Turns out.
Okay, look at me. I don't care. I like the soup.
I know.
I don't care what you call it.
No. It's not about that. We're getting blown up with your
fun fact.
It's actually derived from French cuisine.
Oh, I don't care. Why do I care?
Well, because you said it wasn't, so now everyone's
what does
writing.
Pho have to do with France?
We'll tell you right now.
Vietnam was colonized by the French. Tweet me and I won't read it there either. I don't care. I'm so tired of this correctional society.
Shay Vietnam.
I'm just tired of everybody wanting to be the first to correct
I know. I'm tired of it. It's the worst.
How we pronounce things.
If I've said something that causes people to maybe be a life-risking mistake.
Wreck your car.
Please correct me if I'm risking someone's life.
Right.
If I happen to think Vietnamese soup couldn't possibly have anything. Is it Vietnamese? I don't even know. Is it Thai?
I think it's Vietnamese.
I just know Vietnamese, it's soup, and I like it.
This is actually a little town called Little Vietnam in France.
Yes. There you go.
And then ramen is...
key, your car.
Ramen's Japanese, right? Not at all.
I'm not going to speak because I'm going to be wrong.
Right?
As long as you know what we're talking about and we're good.
When you turn your radio in the morning, you listen to us, just think that about 70-80% of the stuff we say is going to be incorrect.
Yeah, if you talk for four hours live every day, you're going to say something wrong.
Wouldn't you get tired of correcting people that are wrong 7 out of 10 times?
No.
So they don't.
Their fingers are all, they're just warming up.
I know I'm wrong 8 or 9 times.
Yeah. And that's being, that's being nice.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you for joining us on your Monday.
Appreciate it.
Happy Monday.
Hope you're keeping warm.
Yeah, it's pretty cold around the country.
Yeah, it is. It's
supposed to warm up in some areas here this week.
I got to get house shoes.
You need house shoes.
I ordered some on Amazon. I don't know when they're going to get here, though. Because I have an old house. It's real drafty. So, like, if I don't, I have a lot of hardwood floors. I walk into my kitchen in the morning and I don't have house shoes. And I don't really have socks. Yeah, but Uggs are hard to put on. You know, like, it takes energy to put them on and then take them off.
Yeah, you want to slip in something.
Yeah.
Did you get the memory foam ones?
Yeah, I just found some that I was like, oh, these are $16 and all the other ones were $40. So I went cheap on it.
Yeah, man.
If you can ever find them for cheap, the memory foam.
Memory foam house shoes?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Didn't know about this.
Life changers.
Really?
Yeah.
All
right. Adapt to your feet.
Memory foam bed, memory foam pillow, memory foam house shoes.
Yeah.
My memory itself is awful, but everything else I have is memory.
Yeah.
From the text, thank you, by the way, for sending us texts all morning long. We try to get to them as many as we can. Big Al, done. I'm dead. Drop my headphones. Done listening.
The Vietnamese soup that is Kelly's favorite. We all actually love it. Yeah. Also known by Al as Foo.
Yeah, here's the clip. If you missed it, you're just joining us. Why is this person dropping their headphones? They're done listening because Big Al Mac at the end of the break.
15 of the 16 people arrested in France were arrested at this little Vietnamese place eating Foo. I was so proud of that line.
And we've been talking about Pho all morning long.
I was so proud of that line.
Foo. Eating Foo.
15 of the 16 people arrested in France were arrested at this little Vietnamese place eating Foo. I was so proud of that, Kelly. Yeah. I mean, I was waiting on the right minute.
Just after we had this
played it in my head 2 or 3 times. I was like, got it. I got it.
We had this
Zinger King.
Killing it. We had this long conversation about how we don't like to be corrected, but in that instance, it's fine because you butchered it so bad.
And I told you, 8 out of 10 things that I say every day are incorrect.
Of course.
Did I not tell you that?
And we've come to terms with that.
All right.
We all know we're going to say wrong things.
Good deal.
It happens. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He was on Ellen, and he told Ellen about his daughter's favorite app, and I think she has something in common with Emma Kelly because I think Emma Kelly was on this. She loves it so much that she ignored their A-list dinner guest.
This Musical.ly thing is out of control because we'll be having dinner. I had a very successful friend who was there, and she's a big fan. We invited him over for dinner. And all
is it?
I can't tell you yet.
Come on.
So all she's doing is this, the heartbeat, the love sign, and like into the phone. I'm like, what? It's just recording, lip syncing these Musical.ly things.
It's very popular.
All day long.
Yeah. Who was it?
It was it's a young man.
Uh-huh. Singer?
Yes, who's been here before.
Uh-huh.
And he's a very nice young man.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian fellow. Mm-hmm. And she liked him a lot when she was younger, turned on him completely.
Well, a lot of people did.
And then came back with a vengeance,
that's
like,
right.
Dad, that's going to be my husband. I said, over my dead body. Well, actually, over both of your dead bodies.
Uh-huh.
I'll just go back to jail.
Well.
But,
wow.
But, and then not a word.
It was Justin Bieber,
yeah.
If you didn't get it.
It is funny. When your kid does Musical.ly, and every mom and dad listening knows this, when Emma Kelly's in the car with me, even if she's not doing the app, the song comes on the radio, she's acting out the heartbeat and the tear and the bye, bye, bye. I mean, she just, they have these certain movements they all do.
Uh-huh.
So she can't listen to a song now without acting it out in case she's, you know, prepping for the next Musical.ly.
Nothing I love more than watching people either do that Musical.ly app or when they're doing Snapchat.
Because
they make the weirdest faces.
Yeah.
If you just capture people while they're trying to do something on an app, it's the funniest thing ever.
That could be a great Snapchat handle.
Uh-huh. Is people Snapchatting?
Snapping other people.
Snapping snappers?
Yeah. That would be fun because you look ridiculous when you're doing it.
Snapping snappers.
Yeah. Maybe you could start that one.
Yeah, but then I'd have to go out and see people.
Well, you see them anyway. You said you see people doing it. Just whip out your phone and start snapping them, and that'd be your next entry on your channel.
Now that I have a truck, I don't see anyone, Kelly.
Oh, gosh.
Too high up.
Now that you have a truck.
Almost you're above everyone.
Yep. Yep.
I'm a truck guy.
Yep.
Full on.
You'll love it, dude. You're going to love it. I'm telling you.
I bet
have you rolled the window down and whistled at girls yet?
Not yet.
Don't you have to do that in the
truck? Hey, mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do that all day today.
Blow that horn. Blow that horn, dude. Bump up.
Hold on.
Need
one of those?
Yeah, you need to work on
one of those. Al, you were right, though.
What about
Amazon patent hints at floating warehouses in the sky.
Telling you.
So we may have those actually floating above us.
I synced it. A floating warehouse in the sky.
Is that rain or my same day order?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Big Al army's out there protecting Big Al Mac.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You've got an army.
I have an army. I had no idea.
I figured I'd say it since you're camouflaged today.
Dressed in green today, yeah.
In green. Well, the pants, Kelly.
What?
Oh, I was going to say, what is camo on him? Okay.
Yeah, we already had this talk earlier today.
Yeah.
About his pants?
No, well, about the green.
Was I there?
Oh,
no, it was before you came.
Oh, it was just the guys.
We're having a fashion
combo.
Locker room.
Now my mind's
Kelly and I haven't even had a fashion combo this morning.
Yeah. Didn't JC pronounce the soup faux with the long O? Which, in my defense, Kelly, when we went to Pho Chateau.
You were there for that conversation.
What did the lady say it was pronounced
she
like?
She was saying pho.
Pho.
And I'm like, and you were there to back me up. And everybody starts jumping on me, telling me I'm wrong. I'm like, I'm standing there with the lady and she said I said, so it's pho. She goes, it's pho.
It's pho.
Pho.
I say pho.
It's
pho.
Because when I said pho, people jumped on me.
My Vietnamese peeps told me the hot spots, which are not far from where you live, so you might be onto something, Kelly.
Pho.
They say pho.
Pho.
I say pho now, but Alan and I, as a joke, we say pho.
Pho. But it's definitely not foo.
Foo.
It's not foo.
Foo. Fee,
fi, foo. Fum.
Not pho or foo.
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely not that.
So I saw this story of a dumb criminal, and I love dumb criminals because they try anything to get away from the from the po-po.
All right.
See, a 21-year-old woman named Anastasia Klein from Beaver Falls in Pennsylvania. She was wanted on felony theft charges in September for passing about $15,000 worth of bad checks to 8 different banks.
That's a lot
of money.
Yeah.
Definitely a felony. On Wednesday night, the Beaver County Times got an email with an obituary for Anastasia. And it said she died unexpectedly the day before and a candlelight vigil was going to be held for her. Now, here's the problem. In fact, there's several problems. One, the paper only accepts obituaries from the coroner's office or the funeral homes, right? Okay. That's where they come from. Two.
I didn't know that.
It costs.
I didn't either. I thought you could call a newspaper. Well, I guess it may depend on the
newspaper. Yeah, that makes sense because then you could prank obit.
Exactly. Two, it costs money to run an obit, and there was no payment information included. And three, Anastasia had clearly sent it herself since it was from her own email address that contained her full name.
Okay, so she died to get out of the felony.
She killed herself to get out of the fake killed herself.
If you can get away with it, that's smart. If
Clean
you can get
slate.
Away with it, yeah.
She died, Jenna. She didn't faux die. She
faux died.
She faux died. She faux died. Would you do that? And there's a picture of her. Gorgeous girl, by the way.
Oh, really?
Really, really pretty girl.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Where you start wondering, where did it go wrong?
Hey, Anastasia.
Anastasia. I don't think I've ever met an ugly Anastasia.
Yeah, that's one of those names where, like, Tatiana, I mean, you pretty much got to be hot with that name.
Tatiana?
Tatiana.
Yeah.
Now that's a challenge.
What?
Somebody's going to send us a picture of an ugly Anastasia.
Yeah. Send us a picture.
No, that's me.
Big Al Mac.
Well, no, I'm not getting in there.
Didn't you do this before?
No, which one's the hot one?
Oh, yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah,
are you the hot one?
Anastasia's the Dakota Johnson in 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Yep.
Is she hot?
Yes. She's like freaky hot.
She's, yeah.
She's kittenish hot.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 5, she's a 4.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.